history, chords, and the truth. A program showcasing the best in alternative roots and Americana music. With your hosts, Paddy McHugh and Jen Myers. Music, interviews, and musings. Right here on 98.9 FM for the best country.
You're listening to Three Chords and the Truth. This is Jen Myers. I am joined, as always, in the studio by my compatriot, my partner in crime, Paddy McHugh. Hi, Paddy. How are you going?
I'm very well, Jen. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. You look well.
Oh, really?
You do.
Thank you.
Spry.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I like you.
Yeah. Robust.
Wow.
Spry. Yeah.
All the good adjectives. I like
all
it.
All the things.
Look, Jen, before we get carried away.
Yes. And we do.
Let's do what we always do, which is start by acknowledging the Jagera people as the traditional custodians of the land in which we are today.
And we would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of all the lands where this show is broadcast.
Now, Jen, today's show is going to be looking all at old-time music.
How good is old-time music? I love old-time music.
Look, I must admit, it's not something that I'm completely familiar with, but having doing this show and speaking with our esteemed guest who we'll talk about in a second, I've come to learn quite a bit and actually, yeah, really deepen my appreciation for what old-time music is and what it has there. It's a goldmine.
Well, yeah, what I find interesting is like Australian audiences, especially our audience, is pretty clued in on a few old-time artists. I mean, the old-time stuff that you would hear from Old Crow Medicine Show, that is rooted in old-time music. Gillian Welsh and Dave Rawlings, that's rooted in old-time music. Willie Watson.
Yep.
So you know it, you just don't know what the parameters are, I guess, and what, you know, where that line really stops. And the truth is even for the biggest expert, that's kind of blurry.
Well, speaking of biggest experts, we're going to have a guest a bit later on the show, Mr. Lee Fielding, who's going to be coming in. Look, first of all, he's an incredible artist in outright, but he's also a bit of an expert on this old-time world, and we're going to be getting into that with him and exploring it in depth.
Yeah,
but look, before we do any more, let's just throw an old-time song out there. Let's get something going so we can sort of train people's ears and sort of push them down the road where we're heading today.
We're going to go with a Frank Fairfield tune. Now, the first time I saw this guy, I was actually with Lee Fielding. We were at the Americana Music Conference in Nashville, and we were at the Station Inn, and it was not Bluegrass Night. It was Old Time Night, and Frank Fairfield was just a character. He lived someplace in the mountains in California, and you know, like, he has to live away from people because he's a little bit kooky, but he's like the good kind of kooky where you're like, he's a little off, but in a good way.
In a
really good way. And so we're going to go with a Frank Fairfield tune, If the River Was Whiskey.
I was a duck, I dived to the bottom, I'd never come up. Tell me how long have I got to wait? Can I get you now? Must have hesitated. The river was whiskey and the banks was wine. See me in the bathing just any old time. Tell me how long have I got to wait? Can I get you now? Must have hesitated. Look here, woman, what you went and you done. You caused me to love you, now your manners come. Tell me how long have I got to wait? Can I get you now? Must have hesitated. Hesitating stockings and hesitating shoes. Believe me, boys, I've got these hesitating blues. Tell me how long have I got to wait? Can I get you now? Must have hesitated. Oh, wait for it, boy. Thank you.
how good is that? That's the Straybirds.
Amazing.
My Brother's Hill. I actually saw them the same night Lee and I saw Frank Fairfield, that first artist.
Right.
So back to back.
Wow, what a night.
Pretty good night.
Wow, cool. Look, we're doing old-time music this week on Three Chords and the Truth.
Yep.
And next up is our very own Jen Myers singing live in the 98.9 studio with our guest Lee Fielding, and they're doing the song The Cuckoo.
Gonna build me a log cabin on a mountain so high, so I can see Willie as he goes on by. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, and she wobbles as she flies. She never hollers cuckoo till the fourth day of July. Jack of Diamonds, Jack of Diamonds, oh, I know you of old. You robbed my poor pockets of my silver and gold. I've played cards in England, I've played cards in Spain, and I'll bet you $5 that I'll beat you next game. Pretty bird, and she wobbles as she flies. She never hollers cuckoo till the fourth day of July.
You are tuned to Three Chords and the Truth. And that last song that you heard was actually a live recording done right here in the 98.9 FM studios. And the song was called The Cuckoo. And it was performed by our very esteemed guest this week, Mr. Lee Fielding. Lee, welcome to Three Chords and the Truth.
Thank you for having me.
Yay.
And I should point out that was Jen doing the backups as well.
Yes, so. Jen Myers.
Absolutely.
The even more esteemed.
Just button in. That's me.
It was beautiful. Well done. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Now, Lee, that song we're going to put into the category of old-time music. Now, look, my ear is not incredibly trained in this field, and I imagine for many of the listeners they probably don't have the level of exposure that I suppose you do, which is why we've brought you in as our ring-in expert. Look, there's a lot of crossovers, obviously, with bluegrass and that sort of that traditional American style, but what really sort of makes old-time music, in your opinion?
Well, the crossover with bluegrass is a little bit late on in the game as well. Old-time music is a label for the passing down of stories, it's a very American style, or that genre. What the label is given to these days is very American, and it takes its it draws from the English, Scotch, Irish fiddle tunes, and brings in the rhythms and the styles of playing from the African influence, which wasn't easy to have, own, or make instruments. If you were an African American under the control of someone else, working long hours whenever the master said jump, but yeah. they still brought a lot of their musical influences and their heritage to the country, and that's where it all sort of merged and melded together to become a way of not just entertainment but dance music and giving a home for the fiddle tunes that were played pretty straightforward and straight up and down as they were remembered from the Scotch-Irish tunes brought across the pond. But once the stories started coming into the music and it became a way to comment socially or to write about the news of the time or the region, and so you've got all these different elements, plain musical elements and storytelling elements and regional community elements where one community or one region played a certain way, different style to the next, one mountain to the next mountain, they different styles, and didn't cross paths too often, but when they did, a little bit of cross-pollination happened, and it went from there. And the old-time label became a thing once those musicians started to be discovered and rediscovered, Americans well into the 20th century started to go looking for these people that they'd heard from field recordings and captured on what do you call those things with the big gramophone looking dramas out in the out in the fields recording someone and taking their the way they sung a song or the way they remembered a lyric, at that time I think it was just music. It wasn't called old time. It was just
music.
It was just folk music.
Yeah, it was folk music that was a way to pass stories from generation to generation.
Yeah. So okay. So correct me if I'm wrong, but when you say an African influence, what you mean is the banjo, correct? Like the banjo is actually an African instrument from West Africa and brought over, right?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can imagine the banjo then being taken from the south up into the mountains of Appalachia and further north, and that's where they're meeting the Scotch-Irish fiddle tunes. And,
exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I think that, and it all, it's hard to pinpoint. I know there are, as an Australian who's had, some exposure and I've talked face-to-face with people from that region, and they've told me the stories. And the best I can relay is that it's a melding over a relatively short period of time in history, where it caught on quick because the entertainment was community based.
Yeah, it would make sense that at harvest time people would need extra hands on farms and things like that, and you'd get everybody together, and then you've done the work and you need to have a party.
And everyone's got pay in their pocket? Yeah.
A little bit. And maybe have a hall dance or a whole bunch of people get together. I mean,
I think the dance music thing was the regular influencer. Playing for dances and that's how also tunes picked up their tempos. Fiddlers were would learn from each other because they were able to play for 6 hours straight.
Yeah.
While people danced and fought and and yeah, got rowdy.
Tore up a bit.
Hmm. So yeah, my understanding is that this great thing that happened with all the merging styles and melodies and themes over a relatively short period of time really took hold and really just gave us that sound that we now know when you hear that old a scratchy fiddle tune from Tommy Jarrell or one of those iconic fiddlers that everyone wished they could have gone and slept in the guy's barn and learned fiddle tunes from him as if he was their grandfather. And that did happen, and people were open to letting young players in to learn, and as best they could. I imagine it would go something like goes like this, and if you didn't get it that time, you didn't get it. So you had to practiced at getting it down quick.
Get it when it comes back around, but a lot of porch sitting. A lot of people.
Yeah,
sitting I would around.
Imagine. Yeah.
Lee, you mentioned Tommy Jarrell just before. Look, let's cut to one of his songs right now, so our listeners can get a bit of a feel for these kinds of things that we're discussing. This is Tommy Jarrell with "Soldier's Joy." We'll be back with you in a moment.
Well, here's a little tune called "Soldier's Joy." I do it just a little bit different from anybody else. I do it up on the basses part of the time, and it's an old timey D tuning. Here's your tuning.
Three Chords and the Truth, and tonight the theme is all about old-time music, and we have resident old-time expert Lee Fielding in the studio with us.
Lee, I want to fast forward it to 2017, and, you know, we've been talking like this as old-time music under that label as something entirely of the past, but that's not the case. Like, I've attended the National Folk Festival and a folk festivals and sat in the session room at you know, 1 a.m., So this style of music is still alive and well today. Would you say that's fair?
I would say it is. It's had a resurgence to the point where it's as well known as it ever has been, and to the point where Over the last few years, and same kind of scenario that you just painted there, the National Folk Festival can bring American old-time fiddlers or a duo of fiddle and banjo, or a Dorigo festival, or Harrietville in Victoria, which is mountain grass. Mm-hmm. These festivals can bring people that no one's ever heard of here, really, and give them that stage as old-time fiddle and banjo players. And I've been lucky enough to see that happen as well, to see those players in person. And those are those times where you just try to pick up that little trill, or that little technique, or that little trick that they do that you that's from their region, and it's the way they've always done it, and it's their internal rhythm that makes it that little bit different from the next person. You just try and get a little bit of it, and at 1 a.m. in the session bar at the National, it's a bit hard, but I've sat next to a guy called Riley Borges, who was a hero of mine, and who's played on the Cold Mountain soundtrack, and I don't know if he's friends with Nicole Kidman, but he's on the he's an icon, I've sat next to him at the National, and that kind of thing's been happening for a few years in Australia now, and I think it's as well known and as well received as it's ever been.
It's interesting, the parallelism between how these songs and everything were exchanged back then and how they're exchanged now. It's pretty much the same thing. It's people super keen getting together and
organic, it's live,
sharing,
it's impromptu. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same tradition.
It is, yeah. The only difference is there's YouTube now.
Oh yeah. Well, that'll change things.
Yeah. It used to be like I was the only person I knew that played like this.
You were the first person I met that played like this.
12 years, 15 years ago. Yeah. And now everyone plays like this.
Hmm.
And it's because of YouTube. But it's nowhere near as valuable as sitting in a session. Going to a festival or a gathering and grabbing your instrument and pushing your way into the circle and sitting there and just picking up what they're doing and being part of that. And it is a community, but it's an open community. They will share what they're playing. Last week I sat with in a session like that, and there was a local lady. I was out of town, but there was a local there that was writing down every tune that was played, and writing out the chords. And when a tune was played and someone didn't know what it was, she flipped through the pages, found the tune, told them the chords, and so they were able to get that start, which they may have been too scared to ask or to just jump in and try. But that's the kind of thing that still happens, which is good, which is good.
Sounds like it's a super accommodating community full of people with open arms.
Lee, we're going to get you to play us another song, if you do not mind. This is a song that you have written recently, but harks back and uses some of these things traditionally that you have. When I say recently, I mean, you know, less than, more recently than 250 years ago.
Much, yeah.
Yeah, because Lee wrote it.
That's right. But look, you know, it stays with that, I suppose, old-time tradition. It's got elements that you're talking about. Do you want to quickly tell us about this song, World Gone Mad, that you're going to do for us?
Well, yeah, it's because as a songwriter, when I pick a banjo up, I'm interested in writing with that banjo and in that style, and the form is old time sounding. It's loose. I'm just doing my thing. But within that form, these days you can write a song as if you're a singer songwriter with an acoustic guitar, or the post Bob Dylan singer songwriter that's post. I mean, not like he's gone yet, but but that's one of those things that I'm interested in is writing anything you want, but using the old forms. And so, World Gone Mad is just it's just one of those little social commentary type tunes that that just looks at the idiocy that is out there and that does influence us and television and mainstream media and those type of things. So I just thought it was funny to put that against the old fretless banjo and play it in that style.
Awesome. And Jen, you're going to sing with him?
Yeah, of course.
All right, well, let's take it away. This is Lee Fielding singing his original tune, World Gone Mad, right here on Three Chords and the Truth.
I woke up in the dead of night, sweating bullets I aimed to fire at the wolves knocking on my door. Felt like 1984, with my face down on the floor. I realized the soldiers wore the same shoes as me. World gone mad, I'm bone deep set. World gone mad, I'm bone deep set. My TV's a program, program me to buy TVs. I'm diseased, help me please. I got 16 flat screens of mainstream news feeds showing me Angelina Jolie. World gone mad, I'm bone deep set. World gone mad, I'm bone deep set. Magazine, best pre-sales they've seen. Better go get your gene test, find out who's best and who'll be left. We're all pre-something, I guess. We're all pre-dead. World gone mad, I'm bone deep set. World gone mad, I'm bone deep set. Last night I slept in a feather bed, dreams of freedom in my head. Captured me and locked me down, judge, jury and a DJ found. I was guilty of making banjo sounds in overt pop music town. They told me I need to behave, they'd all be shuffling on my grave. World gone mad, I'm bone deep set. World gone mad, I'm bone deep set.
Tune to Three Chords and the Truth, a weekly hoedown showcasing the best in Americana music with your hosts, Patty McHugh and Jen Myers.
That's right, you heard correctly. It is Jen and Patty with you here for Three Chords and the Truth. And we are doing everything old time this week. This is eye-opening for me, Jen. This is a world of music I don't know much about, but I'm really enjoying being shown this new style. And yeah. And the thing is it's not completely unfamiliar, as you said. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of artists are delving in this world and they dip their toe in the old-time music world. Mm-hmm. But I suppose it's just never really been pointed out to me as to what it is and how to recognize it. Mm-hmm. And this next song that we're going to play definitely follows that pattern. I'm familiar with the song. Most people would be familiar with it because it was covered by the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah.
But it comes from some performers in an old-time world. Tell us a little bit about this particular recording.
Yeah, two of my really favorite performers, and they perform together all the time, Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott. They're just the bee's knees when it comes to old time music and having a sound and working together. And yeah, this is a Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott doing the Daryl Scott tune, A Long Time Gone.
Now Daddy sits on the front porch swinging, looking out on a vacant field. To be filled with burlap tobacco, now he knows it never will. Brothers found work in Indiana, sister's a nurse at the old folks' home. Mama's still cooking too much for supper. Me, I've been a long time gone. Yeah, long time gone. Ain't hold a rose since I don't know when. Long time gone, and it ain't coming back again. That old church piano, sitting out on her daddy's farm. She always thought we'd be together. Lord, I never meant to do her harm. Said she could hear me singing in the choir. Me, I heard another song. I got wind and hit the road running. Lord, I've been a long time gone. Been a long time gone. I ain't had a prayer since I don't know when. Long time gone. And it ain't coming back again. Trying to be the big deal, playing down on Broadway, getting out of the hard way, living from a tip jar, sleeping in my car, locking my guitar. Yeah, I'm gonna be a star. Now me and dear, you sing every Sunday, watching the garden and the children grow. We listen to the radio to hear what's cooking, but the music ain't got no soul. Now, sound tired, but they don't sound haggard. They got money, but they don't have cash. They got Junior, but they don't have Hank. I think the rest is a long time gone. No, I ain't honked the horn since I don't know when. Long time gone, and it ain't coming back again. No, I ain't honked the horn since I don't know when. Long time gone. And it ain't coming back again. Of the river, where the willows hang down, and the wild birds are warbled with a low moaning sound. Way down in the hollow, where the water runs cold, that's where I first listened
to the lies that you told. Now I lie on my bed and I see your sweet face. And the past I remember, time cannot erase. And the letter you wrote me was written in shame. And I know that your conscience still echoes my name. Now the nights are so long and sorrow runs deep, and nothing is worse than a night without sleep. I walk out alone, look at the sky, too empty to sing, too lonesome to cry. So if you ladies were blackbirds, and if you ladies were thrushes, I'd lie there for hours in the cold, chilly marshes. And if you ladies were squirrels with high bushy tails, I'd fill up my shotgun with rock, salt, and nails.
You are tuned to Three Chords and the Truth. That last track was Rock, Salt and Nails by Willie Watson. Next up we have fiddle legend Bruce Molsky with his track Lazy John.
Sun's 15 cents when Saturday comes. Going to a dance to have some fun. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? Lazy John, Lazy John, why don't you get your day's work all done? You're in the shade and I'm in the sun. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? They're crooked and her legs are bowed, but we sure have a lot of fun. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? Lazy John, Lazy John, why don't you get your day's work all done? You're in the shade and I'm in the sun. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? Saturday night, ain't coming home till the broad daylight. Then I'll take my baby back home. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? Lazy John, Lazy John, why don't you get your day's work all done? You're in the shade and I'm in the sun.
sun. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? Lazy John, Lazy John, why don't you get your day's work all done? You're in the shade and I'm in the sun. Why don't you get away, Lazy John?
We're going to do an old-time shout-out now, Jen.
It's an old-time shout-out. You!
Yeah. This week's shout-out goes to all the Yorta Yorta mob listening in Shepparton.
Coming to you via the National Indigenous Radio Service at 3-1 FM.
Now, Jen, we're going to stay in this old-time world, but we're going to bring it into the future, into the now, and bring it to a Brisbane artist. Would you like to tell us about it?
Yeah, this is a trad tune. It's called The Blackest Crow, and it's sung by our very own Sean Evans.
Yeah, now Sean does dip her toes into this old world, old time music world.
Well, she plays banjo, and she's a great banjo player, and it's obvious that Sean has sat in those circles of the old time world and has earned her stripes, and yeah, does her thing.
Near my dearest dear, I knew and I must part. How little you know of this grace and poor of my poor aching heart. Each night I suffer for your sake. You're the one I love so dear. I wish that I was going with you, or you were staying.
Thank you.
that was Crooked Still with Ain't No Grave.
Now, Jen, before we sign off tonight, we're going to send out a little bit of an invite to our listeners because we are approaching our 25th show here at Three Chords and the Truth.
Milestone.
Yeah. So we wanted to, didn't just want that to let that pass by without being noticed. So look, we're going to throw a bit of a party and we're going to throw it out there to our listeners. You're welcome to come down and join us. Jen, where's this going to be at?
This is going to be down at Humpy Bong Cafe and Bar and Gin Distillery in Stafford. We're going to have a shindig, y'all.
Yeah, look, it's going to be on the 30th of November. It's going to kick off at 5:30 and we're inviting all of you. You're welcome to come down and join us. We'll be there having a good time. We'll have the Three Chords and the Truth on the radio and be patting ourselves on the back.
Yeah, you can come pat us on the back too.
Yeah, yeah, we've got lots of that.
Yeah.
Well, Jen, that brings us to the end of our old time music episode.
Yeah, we hope you guys have gotten a little bit of an education and you enjoy this old time music because there's a lot of people making really great old time music around.
Yeah, and look, I enjoyed it. I learned a lot. Yeah. So yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I've been digging it for a couple years now, so I was really excited to get this one on the books and get Lee in here. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much to Lee for coming and joining us and playing your banjo and entertaining us. It was great.
Lee Fielding, so much knowledge.
Now, Jen, we're going to go out with an artist that definitely nods this old-time music style, yet everyone who listens to this show, I imagine, dare I say it, would be very familiar with her and her work. Tell us about it.
Well, she's my favorite, and my guitar is named after her. It's
Really?
Yeah. It's, okay. Yeah, I named my guitar Gillian. It's Gillian Welsh, and she's joined by her partner in crime, Dave Rawlings, who's just epic guitarist, and this is their tune, Scarlet Town.
Catch you next week, folks.
See ya.
Look at that.